Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 727. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
I will take Chris's wife in the basement with the copper pipe.
That sounds wrong. Very, very wrong.
I'm not going to follow that up.
Earl's here.
I don't get this reference either this week.
we'll explain in a moment, but Jeff is also here.
Hello again.
Earl, to explain, there I had a leak in our house. It's in my basement, which is also like right next to my office. And discovered it Sunday night. My wife put a call out to her cousin, who's a plumber, to like come fix it. He did not respond at all on Monday. So like the water was off all day Monday. So Tuesday, it's like, we could call plumber now, like somebody that's not your cousin. And her sister showed up and the two of them were like, we're Mario and Luigi-ing this shit. Like, oh. Okay. All right. You don't know what you're doing. So they like cut the pipe and then, hey, like if you don't solder the pipe properly, more leaks from that now like are spurting out. So now there's more water everywhere. And also soldering is not cool. Like, if you don't know how to do it properly or you don't have the proper equipment, like it gets everywhere and it's fucking hot metal. So like it's dripping on them. And they're screaming and
Jesus.
It was a fucking nightmare. Then they like got this like little like it would be more like if you're doing like computer repairs stuff, like that you would do soldering for that, which makes sense for them, the tiny hands and they're shorter. And it's like more of like a gun. That didn't work either. I made a comment that night about I knew how to get it fixed. And which was kind of like implying like, you know, there are people that we could call that will fix this. She did not like that. Didn't talk to me for the rest of the night. Like she was going to bed, but she was like, you should leave the room right now. I was going to anyway. I was going to go downstairs and watch a show or something. But and then all day yesterday, they were working on it. And now there's like a sealed clamp over it. It's doing the job on both ends. There's a sealed clamp. So that is the reference to the copper pipe that Tony made. Although it sounded very sexual in nature.
Devious.
Yeah.
I thought it was like a clue, like you know.
Yeah.
In the library with the.
I mean, I got what you were going for, but also.
I mean, you've seen like the Clue movie, like it's very sexual, it really is.
I'm like you though, Chris. If it's like plumbing or electrical or anything like that, I'm like, dude, I'm not gonna even try to fuck with it.
Yep.
And meanwhile, like, yeah, she'll just try to figure it out. I'm just like, dude, no.
I'm like, ultimately, it probably cost us, like, I don't know, between $100 and $200 between all the like, they traveled to Home Depot, like, four times. I don't know it probably would have been more expensive to get a real plumber out to do it.
Yeah.
But also, he, like, that work is also guaranteed, like, yeah. If he fucked it up and a leak happens, it's like, I'm going to call him out. Yo, dude, it ain't fixed. Like, what am I going to do? Go up to my wife, it's leaking again. She might throw her shoe at me or something. Yeah, electrical, water, I don't want to touch that stuff. I mean, I don't really want to touch anything. There are professionals to do most of that work.
For a reason.
Yeah. Yeah, like they go to trade school. They've learned a trade. They understand how this stuff works. They're insured for it. Like, I don't want to do that. I have a job. I It's a different job. It's like a different thing. Like, I do something different. They are good at this. I will pay them money to do it, just like my job pays me money to do it.
That's my mindset entirely, dude. Have a professional do it.
Yeah. Anyway, we've been away for 2 weeks, and we're going to be away next week, so I'll be on vacation. But getting together for one of, I guess, two episodes in July. I've already forgotten what the next movie is, Earl. What are we watching? Oh, Lara Croft, right.
Yo, yes, you know what I saw? I saw that Until Dawn is coming to Netflix.
Is it?
Yeah.
Like soon, soonish?
Yeah. End of the month.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll hold off on that thing, because it's like $10 to rent. I want to see it. I heard decent things about it, so
it's okay. Like,
yeah, like not. It's not like, oh my god, this is amazing, but no. It's not a train wreck. And I'm okay with that.
I don't think it has much to do with the game, really. But yeah, I heard it's okay.
Yeah,
I mean, it does and it doesn't, and like the game is its own beast. But yeah, it's an interesting movie. I'm curious to hear people's thoughts when they do see it.
Did you enjoy it, Earl?
It's not great, but I mean, it's a fine horror film.
All right. Well, I will. I'll hold out for the rest of the month if it's going to show up on Netflix.
Yeah, you're on vacation. I mean, it's out in what, 2 weeks. You got time.
Yeah. I did think about like, hey, maybe I'll rent it, throw it on my laptop, and just like connect it to the TV up the mountains, but. I'll do that for some other movies. I'll be on vacation next week, so we will we'll reconvene in 2 weeks to talk about Lara Croft and Donkey Kong, because that'll be out. And also Tony Hawk. I thought that was out today. I was very disappointed when I turned on my Xbox and they were like,
I thought it was out already because everybody knows saying it, but I guess it's reviewers.
They had like that. You pay $18 or something, or $20, and you can play it early.
Yeah, so sort of out, but
yeah,
or you could just play it for free.
Yeah, I'm gonna wait. Like, I like Tony Hawk, and if you paid $20, you got like the Doom Slayer and the Revenant as skaters. But like, I don't really need that. So
yeah.
I'll just wait till tomorrow, I guess. Nobody paid the $20 yet, did they? You didn't pay it, did you, Jeff?
Yeah.
I didn't think so. Did anybody try out Mario Strikers? I think that's out now on Switch 2.
Yeah. I will just say I've not tried it out, but absolutely love that game. It's one of my all-time favorite. It's probably my favorite Mario sports game.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy the sequels to a degree, but the first one, there's just a purity to it that none of them ever really capture again. Check it out.
I'm going to bring my Switch 2 up, so maybe I'll like play it with my daughters while we're on vacation. Give that kickstand a little use.
There you go.
Did you guys ever play the Mario Baseball game on the GameCube? Sluggers?
I never played Strikers.
You never played Strikers?
No.
Earl, did you play Sluggers?
I especially on the GameCube, I played them all. Sluggers, Strikers, I think that was Power Tennis,
mm-hmm.
Golf, all of them. Because remember, GameCube for me was peak college age, so multiplayer, four-player games you could play in the dorms was the rage. Baseball is fun again, and I like the little combination of the weird names you get for each character, but it's not my favorite of the game.
Okay, I just like that's the one I've never played, so I was I'm kind of hoping that comes to a.
I assume
the service.
I have to.
And is there a basketball game?
I think basketball game. I think the basketball game is on the Wii because there it's the Square does a basketball game.
Okay.
He was in. Is it NBA Street Volume 3?
That makes sense. That was a. Yeah. Three makes sense, I think.
Yeah. He was in one of them. I know he was in that, and I think he's in SSX Tricky. And by him, I mean Mario.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, some stuff did happen while we were away. Microsoft continued
to... Fired everyone!
Fire everyone, yes.
Fire everyone!
Yeah, 9,000 people let go from Microsoft. That's not all at the Xbox division, but... There was a lot of cuts there. Some studio closures.
Some game cancellations.
Yeah, some game cancellations. Yeah, it didn't look great. But, yeah. Well, I mean, then they came out and said that they were kind of like tripling down on AI. So, good luck, everyone. Any other things jump out at you guys?
Oh, there was a Ghost of Yotei thing today.
Mm-hmm.
That game is interesting, and they also announced a PlayStation 5, like a special edition PlayStation 5 for that as well.
Okay.
So that's nifty.
I'm sure they give a date for that?
Around there. Okay,
did they give a date for Ghost? I thought maybe they already did that.
Yeah, I think it's October 2nd.
Okay. Yeah, October 2nd. Yeah, that's neat. PlayStation News, I guess, following up on that, Helldivers 2 is coming to Xbox?
Yeah! This changes everything.
It's kind of funny in that Sony had just made a statement recently about how they would be very protective of their IPs, and you know they very much believe in console exclusives, and like Helldivers isn't their game, but it is their they own the brand. It's just kind of funny. And they also announced that Horizon Zero Dawn is coming to Switch 2. So Sony's going multi-platform too.
What's coming to Switch 2?
Horizon Zero Dawn.
Did I miss?
I missed that. Is that the first one?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's Horizon right. Zero Dawn Switch. Or maybe I read something incorrectly. Something Horizon, not the Lego game, was announced, or maybe that's the rumor is that it is
coming.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe, but that feels like something I feel.
Yeah. Well, sometimes when you catch your news on Reddit, it's a. It's like normally I follow up on that, but you know, hearing like it was like 2 or 3 days after the Helldivers thing that I was like, oh, that seems plausible then. Like they're just releasing shit everywhere.
I was like, oh, I feel like that would have, because then that would be, you know, days and days of people being like, what's Sony doing? Why are they putting their game on the system? Yada yada yada. And if they're putting it on the Switch, why can't Nintendo put their games on the PlayStation or PC or whatever?
Oh yeah, that's coming. I'm sure at some point that will.
I mean, that comes all the time. I am just happy that apparently mobile was not the hot ticket because people stopped saying that after Nintendo did like 3 games. And I'm like, okay, you folks are happy, right? Oh, there was, oh crap, who was it? Subnautica.
Yeah,
that was just awful. That's, I mean, evil, really. So if I remember the story correctly, which is only I think 2 days old, it's that Subnautica 2, if it was released this year, the developers would get a $250 million bonus, and the publisher decided to delay it into next year to kind of screw them over. And I think fired the directors or the project leads.
So, yes. Krafton actually came out with a statement. Let me see if I can find it. Krafton's the publisher, and they actually released a statement. But they basically said that the guys that the owners, they've already gotten money. Like they bought their studio for $500 million, I believe. And they were the ones, kind of the driving force behind the original Subnautica. And Krafton is alleging that they kind of stopped coming to work and working on the project. So that's what their side of the story is, that's why they let them go, is that it was supposed to have already been in early access by now, and it's, per Krafton's estimation, it is not anywhere close to that. And also however, regrettably, the former leadership abandoned the responsibilities entrusted to them. Subnautica 2 was originally planned for early access in early 2024, so last year. But the timeline has been significantly delayed. Krafton has made multiple requests to Charlie and Max. They are two of the old owners, to resume their roles as game director and technical director, respectively, but both declined to do so, in particular following the failure of Moonbreaker, which I guess is their previous game. Krafton asked Charlie to devote himself to the development of Subnautica 2. However, instead of participating in the game development, he chose to focus on a personal film project. So
great.
Yeah. Like, none of this seems good. I don't know if there's a good guy here on either side. The very rich people who own the studio and sold it to Krafton seem like shitbags, but also Krafton not paying out 90% of the $250 million earn-out compensation package to them also seems a little shitty. So,
yeah,
more than a little shitty. I mean, it's $250 million. Like the
people who get screwed, right? But then again, if they haven't done the work to earn the money,
yeah,
getting screwed over on the people that's fighting.
Yeah. And all those people that work there, like they have to be dejected, right? Like your leadership's gone, and your game is delayed out of this year at the very least. Well, hopefully they get that on board.
We shall see. We shall see.
Any other stuff that jumped out at you guys over the last couple weeks? It's been a lot. Like, a lot of stuff has gone on, just not necessarily in video games, just everywhere.
Yeah,
it's hard to keep track of everything.
No, I'm just staying focused on my games. Playing my games.
There was a Steam sale.
Yeah, did anybody end up buying anything? And by anybody, I mean us, Tony, because
the only ones who care about. I got some expansions to Rome, or for Total War Rome 2. So I've actually played a lot of that game lately. It's quite entertaining. Nice. I don't have to go back to that game, which. I feel like it always takes them so long to actually complete these Rome games or these Total War games that, like, when you go back after the game's been out a few years, you like get the complete experience. It's very nice. The game runs like, well, and it looks cool.
Kind of like Civ too, right? Like getting a getting Civ when it comes out is like
is not awesome. It's like the beta experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You come back 2 years later though, and there's 6 expansions and
yeah. And then we're still like the 2 expansions I got both came out 5 years after Total War Rome 2 had launched.
Mm.
So it's kind of like they supported the game for a very, very long time.
Yeah.
One of them was the Desert Kingdoms expansion, which added some civilizations to the grand campaign. So I've been conquering the Mediterranean world as the Kingdom of Kush, which is like at the very upper part of the Nile River. It's like out of Africa. Like, so my African okay. legions have been conquering everything. It's been fun.
Nice.
One of the other campaigns I got was the Rise of Rome. Like, it's like the birth of the city of Rome, like basically conquering Italy. So yeah, I did that. It's super hard. Rome is not well liked by anyone in Italy. And like when you just start out, you're like one tiny city surrounded by guys who hate you. It's a very, very tough campaign. You're like constantly at war, and not only do the other civilizations all hate you, but your own people hate you. So like I have never fought so many civil wars in a Total War game. Like my own guys kept turning on me over and over and over again. Apparently I'm not well liked, but
anything else from the Steam sale?
No, but I did Amazon Prime Day was also this week.
Yeah.
And a game I'd been looking at for a while, like just waiting for it to go on like a real sale. Kingdom Come Deliverance 2.
Yes.
Dropped to $40. And I had $27 in Amazon credit already. Like, oh yeah, I can pick that game up for $13. I can make that work.
Yeah.
So
On PC or
no Xbox? I prefer those kind of games with the controller in my hand. I don't.
Yeah.
Especially like I tried to play the previous one on PC. Like it just feels awkward. I don't like. There's something weird about like melee combat. It just feels better with a controller than it does with a keyboard and a mouse.
I agree with that. Yeah.
It's awkward. So, That was my preferred, like, I'd been looking for it on console, and that was, like, I'd seen it on sale a number of times on PC. I was like, I really don't want to play it there.
Well, yeah, $13 is a...
Yeah, $13 is the right price.
That's a good price, yeah. I know Jeff spent a little bit of money on one of the sales. Was it a Switch sale, Jeff?
Yeah, I've been watching, yeah. You know, the great deals to have, you know, on the eShop. I've been thinking for a while about playing Dragon Quest XI, and I just looked and it was like, I forgot what it was. It was cheap. So I got that. And then I was bugging Chris, like, what? Because all the Final Fantasy games were, like, all the Dragon Quest, all the Final, you know, Square Enix, whatever.
Yeah.
So I was like, what Final Fantasy game should I get? And he was just, Chris is, could go deep on Final Fantasy. I grabbed, what was it, X and X2?
Yeah.
I'm not really into playing
PlayStation the older ones.
Yeah, like, what is more modern one I should play? I don't really like the 16-bit era of RPGs that much.
And so. I think the one, you got 10 and 10-2, which I think they're a good example of, like, modern-ish Final Fantasy, like, There might have a little bit of grinding, but that's any JRPG, but it's definitely and it looks better.
So I've not played that. I have played a little bit of Dragon Quest, and I've already run into some points where I'm like, I'm not leveled up for this yet. So, but it's an RPG. That happens.
Yeah. Well, good. I'm glad you jumped in. I'm interested to hear what you ultimately have to say about Dragon Quest XI, because I've not played that one.
Yeah.
People do love it, but...
It's, like, widely considered one of the best RPGs ever made so far. I really like it, but it's very... I think I told you it's RPG the game or something. Like, JRPG the game. Like, it's like, very... You know, there's... it's just a very like this is an RPG. Like, you know what I mean? I don't know how to explain it. Not a lot of flavor to like the battle system, or you know. I will say, like, I am enjoying it, but I will say this, like, I always like my wife put 100 hours into that game, and I found the music to be so grating and like repetitive, and I'm already there again. I'm like, geez, I don't know.
I will say, like, the music in Final Fantasy I find much better, like, composition wise. I've never been a huge Dragon Quest music fan.
For the first hour or so, I'm like, oh, this is pretty impressive, like, you know, and then like, then you know, once you're into it, and like, it's just the same music for every battle, and it's just the same overworld music all the time, and then I don't care for either of those songs very much. But other than that, I'm really, you know, I've only had it a few days, so I've probably sunk like almost 10 hours into it already, so yeah.
I did, not knowingly, but I think I talked you out of Dragon Quest III.
You were
going to get the remake, and I was like, it's a lot, like, it is a very old school style JRPG, like, you have to do a ton of grinding, like,
it has those, like, what I don't like about the 16-bit is the games just feel old now, like the graphics to me.
But yeah, this 3 looks beautiful, because it's in that HD 2D. Yeah,
and I was like, oh, it was on a pretty decent, you know, it wasn't as cheap as all the others, but it was like 30-something bucks. I was like, but I think I made the right choice. Again, 11 is the one. Both because my wife played the shit out of it, and anytime you watch like a best RPG list, it's on there, and I'm like, all right, I'd say so far, like, I'm enjoying a lot. It's not blowing me away, but you know, I feel like it's a slow start. Like, I'm almost 10 hours in, whatever. I think I have one party member so far. So like,
oh wow,
it's just getting going. Yeah.
Earl, you buy anything in the sales over the holiday?
Did I? I guess pre-order Donkey Kong.
Right.
I'll talk about another game in a second when we talk about Ocean Pain. And I got, what is it called? NES, the World Championship.
Okay.
Because they had the special edition, which is comes with like the gold cartridge and the postcards and everything, for $20-$25. And I'm like, yeah, I don't care for the game, but I wanted the goodies that came with it. So I picked that up. I don't even know if I'm gonna open it, but for $20, I'm like, yeah. But I think that's the bulk of what I picked up recently.
Okay. I did take advantage of the Steam sale, and I bought Yars Rising, which is it's Yars from Atari, but it's actually like a Metroidvania, which is kind of neat. I think it was like $18, which is not cheap, but I think it's normally $30. And I'm enjoying it. I'm playing it on the Steam Deck, which I think is where I want to play those types of games now. Cause it's just easy to kind of like sit down while you're doing something else and play it that way. I was trying to explain it to Jeff, like it's very much like a basic Metroidvania, but there's like this hacking mini game where you play like pixelated Yars, where you're flying around as the little bug thing and trying to take down these nodes. So that's kind of neat. And then the bosses, I think I've fought multiple, but two of them are named after like old school style Atari games. So one you fight in the sewers is the Black Widow, and like part of what she does is very reminiscent of like the Black Widow arcade game. And then the Missile Command guy, he's just called the Missile Commander. He fires missiles at you. It's not like the Missile Command game, but I thought it was neat that they're like paying tribute to some of the older Atari games in this one. Not great, but I'm having a good time with it. And yeah, I think that was about it for what I picked up. I did get the Humble Bundle last month, though, which was a really good batch of games. Soul Reaver 1 and 2 remastered. Dungeons of Hinterberg was in there. Chia was in there. So like I have, you know, now I have extra copies of those, I guess. But that the Humble Choice is it's a decent little subscription service if you catch the games that are coming each month. So,
well, that's good to hear.
Yeah.
I mean, but a lot of the games, I feel like if I liked them, I own them already.
Yeah. It's like, one of those things where it's like, like, yeah, it's like, the good thing is you can buy into it. Like, you don't have to, like, you can cancel at any time. And then like, oh, this month, like, you know, there's four games I want, or that I like, I think I'm like you, Tony. It's like, if I really wanted, I probably would have already bought it. But
yeah,
like Warhammer Bolt Gun, like, I thought about it, like it was on Game Pass for a little bit. I think it's gone now, but like that seems fun, but you know, I don't want to spend money on it, and I didn't want to play it on Game Pass, but now I have it, so maybe I'll play it. And Soul Reaver is one that I did want to buy, but I just never got around to it because it came out at a shitty time last year when everything... Why would you release like that type of remaster in the middle of the holiday season when all the games are coming out? But what have you guys been playing though? You know, over the last couple weeks. Anything good.
So one of the games I picked up. Oh, I guess I picked up another game too. One of the games I picked up is I got suckered in because somebody said the magic words. They say it's like Jade Aspire. It's a game called Pirates Outlaws, which is Jade Aspire with a pirate theme. You go through with different characters, building a deck of cards, and use those cards to advance up a map with different types of battles. And the battles give you loot, new cards, relics. I guess the big gimmick here, aside from being pirates, is that your ship also has AP, you know, action points. So your ship has a finite amount of resources as well. So you also need to every so often dock your ship to regain that. But again, very much Shade Aspire. And, you know, not mad at it. Well, Shade Aspire, wanted a different format. I mean, I honestly would just say Shade Aspire, but I mean, I got a different format as well. So why the hell not?
What was the name of it again, Earl?
Pirates Outlaw.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, if you've already played the hell out of Slay the Spire, and might as well give it a new go.
Exactamundo.
I like the art style on it. Yeah. It's kind of neat.
It's a very charming game. Again, like, I mean, I don't know how you can't be with the source of, like, you know, building off of one of... Well, not one of them. I think it was our game of the year. It was my game of the year when it came out. Fantastic little game. So, yeah. I've gone through it a few times. Well, not gone through it a few times. I actually started playing tonight. But so far, I'm enjoying it. And again, some of the stuff, you know, so far, I don't think it does anything radically different. But again, more of the same is still good. So.
Okay. Anything else, Earl?
The other game, and this is just my very big Pacross addiction, is I picked up a game called Pixu Puzzle Makeout League, which is a Pacross game with a semi-dating coat of paint on top of it. They talk too much. I skip through all of that. I mostly just go for I go for the Pacross puzzles. I don't know if I don't think I mentioned this in the show. Somebody on Reddit created a I think Pacross is a term that's like trademarked by Nintendo or whatever. Like a nanogram or something like that, I think is what it's called. But somebody created all possible 5x5 combinations on a website. which is just shy of 25 million different combinations. And a bunch of people, including myself, go through and try to complete all of them. Last I checked, which I guess I could do right now, I think I've done something like 500 of them.
Only 24,500 more to go.
So yeah, I mean, there's still about 7 million left to complete across the board. So again, it's also one of those things, like, you do it and you just start seeing combinations. Like, I know what, like, if I see a 1 and a 2, I know where, like, one of those have to be. If I see a 1, 1, 1, if I see a 2, 2, if I see a 3, you just kind of, it's kind of funny how you just pick all that stuff. But yeah, it's, I think it's what people say, it's kind of what the internet was made for at times, just that goofiness of, oh yeah, they're doing this because why not?
Okay. You're there just for the puzzles, but like, it looks very, very colorful. And, how is the make out league part of it?
Oh, again, like I said, I'm just skipping through.
Okay. You're just like, the dialogue just can burn by to do the puzzle. Okay. Yeah, pretty much. Is there like an option? Like, once you complete the, I mean, I guess you wouldn't want to go back and redo the puzzles, but so is there just like an option to just do the puzzles, or?
There's a way to like fast forward through the dialogue, and I've done that because I did pay attention to some of it. And then, like, early on in the game, there's a part where it's like, oh, you know, like, you get you start off the game getting kidnapped, which is a weird start to the game, whatever. And then what does it tell you to do? Oh, and then, like, the person doesn't feel safe going home, so you can ask one of like 5 characters if they want to accompany you home. And when you do that, it's not like if you pick one, it stops. So I did it, and I'm like, oh, they all eventually give you the same kind of background. So it's not, I was like, oh, this is just the same thing 4 times in a row. So, yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
I don't know, that's been it for me.
Jeff, what have you been playing over the last few weeks that we've been away?
Well, one I think I told you guys about the last time we recorded, which is Fantasy Life I.
Yeah.
I poured 80 something hours into that game.
That is a lot of time.
Really, really like it, but the end game is just like this endless slog of, like, the game has like all these different jobs you can do. Like, you know, you could blacksmith or alchemist, or whatever. Like, you have to do them all. Like, and you have to like advance, you know, through like in rank and leveling up through all of them. And unfortunately, like, when I reached the final boss, my like warrior class, I was level 50. Or, you know, something like that, like maybe level 45. I can't even remember now, but the final boss is level 99. So it's just like, you'd have to grind it out forever in order to be, in order to go beat that final boss, like just doing end game content, which there's, you know, I don't know. I just started to lose interest after a while. And then I picked up, I was like, I should replay. You know what game I really, really loved? It was Pikmin 4, and I've been playing a ton of that for like the last week. Basically played through that all again. I still, you know, I have like 100% in every area, but I've unlocked all the levels, like even including the post-credit levels. That game is still, like, in my opinion, it's like the best Switch game. Like, I just think Pikmin 4 is fantastic. But then, I grabbed those games on sale, and I was like, I'll give Dragon Quest a try. So now I'm, like, kind of juggling Dragon Quest and then just trying to 100% Pikmin 4.
Nice.
Which, of course, it's all going to fall apart with Tony Hawk and Donkey Kong coming out. But
that's okay.
Actually, you know, I can see myself continuing to go actually with both Dragon Quest and Pikmin. I think I'm going to struggle with Tony Hawk. I'm getting old.
Yeah, I'm wondering how well my reflexes are going. Like, I was able to beat Tony Hawk 1 and 2, like when they did the remake of that. I figure I'll be able to beat it, but I'm not going to be able to do like the pro challenges and stuff like that. So
I'm fairly confident that I've played enough Tony Hawk that I could get through the levels, like in the basic goals and stuff. But even like with the last one though, like I don't know if you remember, I would fucking like come at you guys in some of the levels, and like I could get all like, you know, that first level, I could get every fucking goal done in like 30 seconds.
Yeah,
I don't think that's gonna be happening anymore. I was never like amazing at Tony Hawk. Like I remember way back in the day, my girlfriend was better at me than it. But you know, I've played enough of it that I could like get myself through it. But it's just as time goes on, you get old and you get rusty at it. So
yeah, and it's not been like, I mean, Tony Hawk at that point in time was coming out every year,
yeah,
kind of like a new game, so like your skills never really got low. It's been, I don't know, when did 1 and 2 come out? It feels like it's been like 5 years since then, so it's
something like that.
Yeah,
been a few.
I'm excited to play it though. They added some new courses in that seem really neat.
Yes, I watched a review and they both looked really cool. It's like pinball and the hell is the other one?
There's one in a water park.
Yes. That looks really good. Yeah.
Yeah.
And three or four were great games. So
yeah. Yeah. So like, you know, if I can eke my way through it.
That's exactly where I'm gonna be at with it. But yeah, who knows? Maybe I will spend a lot of time into it, but yeah, I'm excited for it. It's just like I'm not as hyped as you would think I would be, being like this huge, probably the biggest Tony Hawk fan on the podcast. I'm just like, it'll be fun.
And then Donkey Kong is not too far away, so
that I am hyped for. Like, I think that game is going to be game of the year material.
All right, I'm excited to play it. Like, I think I could just use a nice, fun game.
Yeah,
as opposed to all the other games you've been playing that are not fun.
I finished Just Cause 2 finally, 14 years after it came out. I know you guys loved it when it came out. Like, I think you were all like, what is wrong with you? Like, because like I was not a super fan of it at the time. As I played more of it, I'm like, yeah, this is like, it's fun. Like the chaos of it is fun, but I think the structure of that game, in that is how you unlock the story missions, is you have to basically just go and do weird shit to, like, you have to do enough grinding to get a meter up for the next story based mission to kick in. And 15 years later, we definitely have better third person open world games than it now. I went back to it because True Achievements had, like, it was a completely random achievement something, their crab challenge, and they give you a list of 30 random achievements you haven't unlocked, and to get complete the challenge, you have to get 15 of them, and one of them was kill 750 enemies in Just Cause 2. So
I was like, I thought I was playing random ass games. Like,
yes, that is why I was playing Just Cause 2, and that's why I went back and played. I'm currently finishing up Metro Exodus as well. Very random, but that was why I was playing it. And yeah, if you're gonna kill 750 enemies, because my save data certainly didn't have that much saved on it. I think I started at like 100 and something. So I had to play a bunch of that game. And at that point, like, I've already invested all this time. Might as well go all the way and wrap it up. Yeah. I don't know. Did you guys ever play 3 or 4? Are they the same deal?
They're also as crazy. I think that I remember 4 not being good. Like, I really enjoyed 3, but 4 was not fun for some reason.
Okay.
Maybe I didn't play enough of it.
I remember it the same way. I think it also was just like by that point it was kind of stale. Like,
it's like, yeah, like the
it's like Far Cry. It's like, okay, dude, this is cool in 2009.
Because Just Cause 2 only has 7 actual story missions.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
So like you're doing a lot, like there's faction missions and stuff, like you're dealing, like that's a lot of it, is like you're dealing with these 3 factions and doing stuff for them. And they're not story missions though, they're like just like sub, like mini missions that you do. Some of them are fun. Like, hey, get on, you have to go blow up these satellites that are on rockets that are going to space. So like you have to climb up the top of, it's like this kind of NASA Houston rocket center that they got. You climb up to the top of these towers where the rockets are and shoot the satellites off of them, or throw grenades or sticky explosives or whatever. But then the 4th one, you have to like steal a jet and fly as it's launching into space and try to take it out. So like some of the missions are cool. It's just most of them are like, go to this place, do this thing or kill this one dude. And, oh, now you caused chaos and go do more of that so you can unlock the actual next mission to progress. So, yeah, I don't know if 3 and 4 are just more of that. I may stay away.
I think you're good.
Yeah. And I play the Metro Exodus, which I think I talked about previously. I like Metro 2033 and Metro Last Light. They're level-based first-person shooters. But it's like a cool world, kind of like Fallout-esque. But in like Moscow, after a nuclear, after a nuclear blast or nuclear war, people are living in the Metro underground. So it's like kind of like those ones are neat. Metro Exodus though is you leaving the Metro and going on like a journey outside of it. And the beginning of that game is great. It all takes place in the Metro. And then you get to the first open world area and that's the new thing, is like, oh, we've given you this bigger area to explore and like go do missions in, instead of it being, you know, here's a level, you go through the level linearly. The first area you get to a Metro Exodus is this like swampy lake area. So you have to take a lot of boats and move around that way, and you can lose your boat can't go in the water because you can drown. So like that first area just sucks. And like, I never got past it. Finally did. The rest of that game is fine. It's not great, but that first open world area is just absolute trash. Then you're in a desert area. You're in like an underground bunker. I think the last one I just did was like a forest area. You get a car at one point. It's like, after you get out of that first area, the game kind of becomes, I don't think it's as good as the other two Metros, but it becomes like a fun enough game to kind of play through. So that was neat to go back to. I'm glad that the achievement challenge type thing kind of pushed me to go do that, because I had tried to play that game like 2 or 3 times and could not get past that first area. And finally did, and it's a fun time. I'm almost done that one. And then already talked about Yars Rising. So those are the 3 I've been putting some time into. Tony, what have you been playing?
More Red Dead Redemption 2.
Okay.
That game goes on forever and ever. I don't think it ever ends. I think right now I'm at almost 3 days worth of gameplay.
Nice.
And and I'm in chapter 5 of, I think there's 6 chapters and 2 epilogue chapters. So
you're not nearing the end, but nearing the end.
I'm much closer to the end than the first time I played through the game. I got 22% of the way through the story.
Okay. Right
now I'm at 59% through. That's
pretty good.
So I'm starting to get there. The story gets more interesting as you go along. And you see how Dutch becomes the villain that he is in the first game. Because he's sort of like he starts off Red Dead Redemption 2 is like the hero figure that everybody looks up to and whatever. And you can see as bad things start to happen and he loses control of the situation, how he kind of turns.
It's his gang at the beginning, yeah. Right? Like you're part of his crew.
Yeah, and I'm in chapter 5 of 6, and he's still in charge of the gang, but it's pretty clear at this point that he's starting to lose it, that he doesn't quite know what to do. He's starting to pretend like he has control of the situation, and then he starts like randomly killing people. So he's kind of like losing his mind a little bit. So I'm interested to see how that story plays out with him. There's some weird stuff that happens. You spend most of one of the chapters of the game trapped in some random Caribbean island trying to escape a sugar plantation. Very, very out of place for a game that's supposed to be in like the Old West.
Yeah.
They work it into the storyline, so it makes quote unquote makes sense, but I think it was just to get a new environment in and go send you somewhere else. But I'm like, I just got back from the island, so I'm back on the mainland, and I'm looking at my map, and the island doesn't even show up. So I'm like, what was that? I can't go back. There were a bunch of random, there were like macaws and stuff that I could hunt. I guess I can't hunt them because I can't back to the island. I don't understand it, but whatever. We'll live without the macaws, I guess. I don't know. I'm still enjoying the game, though. It's fun. I can't deny that now that I've like bought in, I'm really, really liking it. So I'm going to see this through to the end.
Okay. That is one that's another one that I keep like, maybe I should go back to that at some point. So
it's like the thing about this game is you can't play it in like 30 minute increments.
Yeah.
Like you have to be able to commit to like large blocks of time. Cause there's just so much of the game where you're like riding around on your horse from point A to point B and like, experiencing the random stuff that happens in the world as you move to the next story mission. I will say as you get through the game, as I'm like closer to the end, the story missions kind of flow one to the other now in a way that they don't in like the first 3 or 4 chapters of the game.
Yeah. I think I only got maybe to chapter 2 and just everything was so slow and progressing.
Yeah. And you're like, oh, I have 4 story missions to play and they're all like really far apart from each other. Let me get on my horse and decide which one I'm going to.
Yeah.
The other annoying thing about some of the story missions is they're all like named with like the character that you talk to first. Some of them are fake outs. You're like, oh, I haven't seen this character in a while. It's cool that they gave them a story mission. And that character will talk to you for like 30 seconds and then another character will walk in and behind him and you're like, oh, it's Dutch again. The Dutch mission. Thank you. Thank you for lying to me, game. So.
Okay. Anything else besides Red Dead 2?
Red Dead, and I mentioned Rome Total War.
Yep. Yeah. 2,
which I've been playing a ton of. That's about it.
Okay. You've put in 70 some hours into Red Dead, so that's a lot of time.
Yeah, I probably put a good 30 hours into Rome also.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's what we've been playing. Earl, I think you said the last time we recorded, which was like 3 weeks ago now. That you kind of wanted to like take a look at the Switch 2 after about a month. It's been a month, right? It's almost a month or just a little over a month. Yeah.
Yeah.
How are you feeling about the Switch 2 now?
I think it's kind of settled into like it's not new anymore. And again, I think I'm still of the same mindset I was after launch. Is I enjoy Mario Kart. I think Mario Kart's a great game. I don't think Mario Kart was the right call for a launch title. I think I forgot who put it out this week, or maybe Forbes, where it's like the Switch 2, from all metrics, doing well. You know, probably one of the fastest launches ever. But I feel like there's not conversation around it. Like, you don't hear people talking about it, and that could be for a multitude of reasons. But I think part of it is, as somebody pointed out, like, yes, part of it is the kind of the death of social media. You don't have the easy accessibility to share a bunch of stuff that you did when the Switch launched, or when the PS5 or the Xbox, because somebody, we're not going to say who, ruined Twitter.
Fair. It has been ruined, yes.
And part of that ruining is like people don't, you know, you don't trust. I mean, you know, there was certain stuff with certain AI bots this week who were calling themselves Mecha Hitler. That, you know, you probably don't want kids and families to be putting videos and screenshots on that app and seeing that next to your big hit video game. There's that aspect, but it's also the aspect of Mario Kart does not own itself to the same, and to be fair, not a lot of games do, that same type of what I think people call emergent gameplay that Breath of the Wild did, or like Mario 64, or, you know, all those great games that, did that happen to you? Did you really get that in Mario Kart? Like, there's a few random things which I've not seen personally. Like, you can get abducted by an alien spaceship.
Oh, that's neat. I didn't know about that.
Yeah, I've seen other people. I've seen it in trailers, and I think one person I was watching streaming did that. You know, you can take over a giant truck. I don't see those trucks often on the road. And again, I think there's like two or three things that happen once people figure that out. I do think Donkey Kong will be a better fit for that. It's one of those things where I think Nintendo has a year to launch China. And what I mean by that is Mario, we've talked about Mario Strikers. I adore Mario Strikers. I will tell anybody to play Mario Strikers. Mario Strikers is something that comes in during it all. And I mean, to be fair, I guess it is all. But like, you shouldn't have that during your first month. It feels weird to be like, I guess if you folks need something to play, here you go.
Yes.
And to be fair, I mean, a lot of launches go through this, but a lot of launches tend to have like a bigger launch lineup. And it's one of those weird things where it had a pretty decent launch lineup, but it's the assumption that you've not touched another video game console in about 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, like have or you didn't own a Switch. Like, it's like some of their biggest games are games from the original Switch. You want to play Breath of the Wild? Do you want to play it better? You want to play Tears of the Kingdom? You want to play it better? Like, the Switch 2 version is the one you want to play. But
yeah.
I think it was Polygon that they have an article on the main page. The Nintendo Switch 2 has replaced my Steam Deck for now. Oh, that's not the one. It's where it's nobody's talking about.
Yeah.
Switch 2 is a massive hit. So where's all the conversation about it?
Yeah,
that is the article that is out there. It's right. Like, we had people over 4th of July, kids ranging from like 10 to, you know, 16, and none of them were like, "Hey, oh, you have the Switch 2? Let's play that." They played a little bit of Mario Kart, and then played Ultimate Chicken Horse on Game Pass.
Okay, I mean, that just sounds like a made-up game.
I thought so as well. But yeah, they played, it's called Ultimate Chicken Horse, and it is a competitive platformer. And I guess watching them play it, I didn't play any of it with them, but they were like setting like bounce pads and So like y'all, everybody's trying to complete this level, but you're putting down obstacles in the way. Yeah, so if they played some Mario Kart, they're like, this is fun. And then them played Ultimate Chicken Horse and Fibbage, I think, from the Jackbox.
Yeah.
They just all got their phones out and like typed into the Jackbox TV type thing. And yeah, they weren't like, oh, like the Switch 2 is awesome. Like they were like, yeah, all right. It has a
game.
Yeah, it's like, this is neat. But let's play something else.
You remember the excitement you would have about? I don't remember. I was excited for the Switch 2. And just like tell kids, I'm like, yeah, whatever, playing Fortnite. Okay, dude.
Fortnite on the Switch 2, but it's
how can you like? I just don't understand playing the same game for 10 years and like never be like, is there something new?
I think. For them, for something like Fortnite, is like there's always something new.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Fortnite's always adding into it. Yeah. It's like, it's still, you're just starting up Fortnite, but yeah, I guess there's so much in Fortnite that it's always changing.
Sure.
I don't know. Tony's kids play games, and they seem like they're playing more traditional games, like stuff like we would play, Tony, but. A lot of the kids I see. Yeah.
Dude, my wife had her sister and her kids here. And yo, I have the new Switch, I have Mario Kart, and they're just like on their phones. And you're just like, okay.
Yeah, that was the other, like we were somewhere else and they all just connected to each other playing Roblox.
Yeah, that fucking like, game too.
On their phone. Like I don't
that one always confuses me. Well, not confuses me. One, because it's not a game in the sense that you think it's a platform for
games. It's a platform.
Yeah.
They told me what one of
crappy games.
Yeah, somebody was playing something, and I was like, I don't know what that is. Like, I feel really old right now. Like, I host a video game podcast like we do this weekly. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. And it's
the same thing when you like go to like a family party or something and you're like the movie guy and they'll like name some dog shit on Netflix. Like, did you see that yet? You're like, dude, I don't even know what you're fucking talking about.
Right. It's like there's so much stuff now that it's hard to keep track.
Their own,
but yeah, one of the older kids like kind of explained like what the game was, but was like, yeah, but it's like this, but worse. I don't even remember what the game was. It's like a trashy version of this.
Yes, and it's one of those things that I always find fascinating because I think a lot of times, especially now with like the streaming age, you'll see like what is the new one, Peak?
Yes, I just heard about that the other day.
And I'm like, oh, okay, this is like. I kept on getting confused with what is the other one? The one that strung together or something like that? Chime together?
Or chain together.
Chain together. See?
Yep. Is that what Peak is? It's like a co-op climbing game?
It's a co-op climbing game, but you're not tied together.
Okay.
So, yeah. I don't know. It's just one of those things where I hear about it. I'm like, oh, okay, sure. Totally a thing that I know about.
It's like I know what Roblox is. I don't know what you're playing inside of it because I think I've opened that app a couple times. Like, there's too much going on here.
Yeah.
And all of it seems mediocre.
People have fun with it.
Yeah, I'm not gonna criticize their fun. Like, do whatever you want. Just don't make me play it. Tony, Jeff, how do you feel about the Switch 2 at this point?
Love it.
Okay.
I mean, it's a great console. I just need more games.
Yeah. I don't think I've turned mine on this week.
I don't think I've turned it. Like, I have not played anything but the Switch 2 since it's come out.
Okay.
Is that Mario Kart?
No, I've played Mario Kart, but I've been playing, you know, like Pikmin 4. I've been like looking through, you know, I like checked out the Tears of the Kingdom upgrade, you know, like
played Fantasy Life for 80 hours.
Yeah, it's a brand new game that I played 80 hours of. And that's the thing is like, yeah, there's not a lot of like brand new games yet, but it's like, dude, I just started playing Dragon Quest XI, which is new to me. You know what I mean? Like, there's such a huge back catalog of Switch 1 games that's, and a lot of them will run better on it and stuff. So it's, I don't know.
What I was going to say is, and but you could also just play most of those on the Switch 1.
Yeah, but why would I do that? I have Switch 2.
That's fair.
It's like if you upgrade, it's like upgrading a laptop. Like you're like, oh, I got my brand new PC. I'm gonna go back and play those games on the old one. Look at my frame rate, so much better.
Yeah, exactly.
The same idea.
I can't get mad that they had Mario Kart at launch and then we're getting Donkey Kong in like a week. Like,
I'm not mad at it. I'm just thinking more in the sense that it's not as exciting as you would think for something that's a year old, not for a month old. I feel like this should have, you know, like some jazz to it.
Yeah, I think some of it is, Earl, exactly what you said. It's like a combination of that thing that we're like, Mario Kart's great. It's a ton of fun, but it doesn't provide those like crazy clips of like, hey, here's this wild thing we did in this game. Like there's some fun clips out there in Mario Kart, but I'm never going to be able to do them. Like the stuff that people were doing in like Tears of the Kingdom, it's like I could maybe build that thing. And that would be cool, but I'm not like grinding on the side of a truck onto a rail or like onto something else. Like I can't do that. I think Donkey Kong will be that, maybe be that game that captures people. Anyway, I'm excited for it.
I'm excited. It's also just weird that you would think, I mean, a part of it could be on Nintendo. I mean, I'm sure it's on Nintendo, but you would think a third party would have wanted to step in and be like that game. Like, you know, yes, Switch, we had Bomberman R, which is a return of Bomberman. Ubisoft had Zombie U for the Wii U. Red Steel for the Wii. You know, Tony Hawk Downhill Skate. Like, again, not saying these are great games, but these are games that were a thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, we'll see, I guess. You just mentioned Sonic. Did any of you play Sonic Superstars?
Yes.
Is that one bad or?
No, it's fine. It's just I guess the thing I expected from it was, I thought it would have online multiplayer.
Okay. It came up on my Steam list as a game that for some reason I have on I have on my wish list, and it's on sale. So
I don't know. I didn't like it. I like almost every Sonic game, but
I mean, I should probably just hold out for the other. What's the other Sonic game? The one that just came out last year.
That's not Forces. Oh, Sonic and X Shadow.
Yeah, I should just wait for that to go on sale.
That's good. It's very short. I stand by Sonic Frontiers. I think that's a cool game, man.
I have Frontiers. I should probably play it. Like,
it's cool, man. On sale.
It was cheap at some point, and so I bought it.
And then also they got the racing game coming out soon, which will be good.
I'm very excited for that one.
Yeah.
It's a good year for kart racing. The two best kart racers are.
I mean, hey, Mafia 3, so we've got one coming out too.
What was that, Earl?
I said possibly three. Kirby's got one coming out too.
Oh, yeah, Kirby has the Air Ride game, right? And not going to be in that conversation, but also coming out this year is Garfield Kart 2. So.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely in the conversation.
Well, I'll keep an eye on it just in case. Yeah. I just noticed there's a Ninja Gaiden Ragebound demo out. So I might download that, play that while I'm on vacation as well.
Yeah.
All right.
Wait, what is it out on?
The demo is on Steam. So I should be able to put it on my Steam Deck and play it over the over my vacation. It is out at the end of the month.
Oh, I was not paying attention to that.
They hurt, I think, the hype for it by so that they revealed that game's coming out. I think it was at the Game Awards. It's like, oh, that's neat. Like a 2D Ninja Gaiden game coming out. And then what was it, January? They revealed Ninja Gaiden 4.
Yeah.
Is coming out. and released 2 Black, right? Like immediately. So everybody's just thinking 3D Ninja Gaiden. Anyway. We're halfway through the year. What are some highlights for you guys so far? Like if you had to do like a top 3 best of 2025 right now, where are you guys at?
Well, first off, I'll just kick it off here because I think that it's been a very strong first half of the year. I think if you wanted to do a top 10 list, you could.
Yeah.
I suggested that it had been a very strong year.
But for me, like, if I had to choose 3, it would be Mario Kart, Fantasy Life, and by far, Expedition 33. God, I love that game.
Okay. It's a good, strong 3.
Yeah.
Earl, you?
I think I would put Mario Kart up there. I feel like Brew Prince is still up there for now. We will see if that falls off.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there's another game that came out this year, and I'm trying to think of what it is. Because I've not played. Oh, what is that game called? Not the one that came out right before Care Expedition. That
South of Midnight.
Yes, there we go. That.
Yeah, that would be that. South of Midnight is in my top 3.
Oh yeah.
Well. You know, Expedition 33 and Split Fiction.
I've not played Split Fiction yet. I do want to pick that up at some point. Why did I miss Con? My friend is playing with me again. Enjoy the last one.
The It Takes Two. He didn't like that one.
Yeah, I think it was more the story.
Okay.
Parents.
Okay, that makes sense. That's the only one I haven't played at this point. Split Fiction is. Different type of story, so hopefully they'll enjoy it. Did you play A Way Out with them?
Yeah. I enjoy those games. I enjoy the whole aspect of actual like co-op games where you have to work together.
Yeah.
I think that one again, it was just more these people are awful parents. they murder the kid's toy to make them cry. It's just unforgivable.
That's pretty terrible.
Yeah.
I do still want to play it. I have not played. That's still the one I want to play.
I recommend it, but like they're awful parents.
I'm okay with awful characters. Like, I'm not the awful character, so.
Well, you are, but you know what I mean.
Yes.
I'm the awful character. Wait.
Tony, what would be on your list?
If I had to pick a top 3. Yeah. Mario Kart, Monster Hunter Wilds, I thought was pretty outstanding.
And kind of forgot that one came out, yeah.
I know.
Assassin's Creed Shadows.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I think that was part of the reason I was like curious to see, because it is one of those things where you kind of forget what. Because I think January, February just in my head kind of goes to the end of last year.
This is why you need a system, Earl. Because
I keep a list.
I have a tracking list. Like, every game I played this year, I can look at it. I keep a running top 10. Like, I could tell you the rest of my top 10 right now.
Yeah, same. I do the same shit. I thought I was the only one that was mental like that, but
no.
I have records going back years. Like, it's
I have ongoing lists, probably like Tony. Like, I just have like I have a 2025 spreadsheet that like movies watched, like games I played, and then I have like a tab for 2025 games that I have like, here's the games. And then I put them in order, like on another column.
I also have a backlog spreadsheet of shame.
Yeah, I had one. I got rid of it. Like, it's just too much.
Well, what I will. I try to keep it to like 15 games. I will remove games from it. I'm like, I'm never gonna play that. I feel bad, but I'm just not gonna get to it.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just have to be honest with yourself.
Hmm. All right, like worst game you guys played this year.
Worst.
Like what would you put at the bottom of your list? I'm not saying it's a bad game, but like, which worst implies. But what would be at the bottom of your list? Like or outside your top 10?
So, you guys are going to hate me for this answer, cuz it's like
Okay. You didn't play it enough.
I didn't play it because I wasn't enjoying it. Like, the story was really sad and annoying, and the game took too long to get going. Like, I just don't. I don't know.
Which, to be fair, Jeff, you and Sean both.
I didn't like it the at same first.
Complaints. You push through it, like, but I could see where somebody would be like, "Nah, I'm like, it didn't catch me." Or,
it didn't catch me, and other games came out, and I was like, "Well, I would like to play these games that I'm actually enjoying while I'm playing them." Like, I have this thing about games that like keep telling me, like when people keep telling me to wait till you get to the good part, like, but I'm not having fun.
It's really like that far into the game, it gets going pretty good,
Yeah, but how many hours did I, like, when it's not, when it's like, you're talking, like,
I don't know.
Like, a game minutes? Should be fun, and like the it's not, because I played it for 3 hours and did not enjoy it.
You didn't know what you're doing.
But it can also be like, it could be, Tony, you might not have been like not in the mood for that type of game either, right? Yeah. Like, because like Red Dead, like, I mean, we both did this with Red Dead, right? Like, you're enjoying it now though, whereas like this is not working. So it's like, maybe it's a game that you come back to later and like, yeah, this is cool, I like this now.
Absolutely. I think I if I had to, I'd almost want to like start over.
Like, Expedition 33, when I went to restart it, like, you could get through all the stuff where it's like introducing shit and all that, like, you can get through it in no time once you like know what you're doing, like, you know what I mean? And then like, so like from beginning of the game to like getting into like the actual game, you could do like an hour. It's just the first time you do it, you're just like, I don't know what they want me to, like, I remember getting so frustrated. They wanted me to like go talk to everybody in this town. I'm like, fuck you, dude, tell me what the fuck, like,
yeah,
you know, talking about that part, Chris, where it's like,
Tony probably played. I think Tony played that part because, like, and it's very slow. Like,
but once you know that, you just know what, you know, the three characters you gotta go talk to, and in and out of there in 5 minutes, and you're on your way. Like, anyways, the game. So,
Earl, what would be it? Well, what would you put at the bottom of your list?
I'm trying to think of what I pick. I need to start with this.
I'm surprised you don't have one, Earl.
I've
shocks me.
I've always been bad at that. Even with I've started to more consistently use Letterboxd to log my movies because of what the hell did I order now? Because like stuff would pop up and I would just be at the end of the year like, what the hell did I watch? Or I've never been good at that. That is on me. And I'm trying to think of anything that I played this year that I did not love, or I mean, had a terrible time with, and nothing's coming to mind. I'm sure I could think of something, probably some crap on my put it on mobile, but if anything pings my radar, I'll let you know.
All right. Mine's Welcome Tour.
You played that?
Yes.
Well, that's on you. I
mean, yes, that's true. I made that choice. I gave them that $10 or whatever it was, $8 or I don't remember. It's not a game. it's borderline not a game. Otherwise, everything I've played has been very good. Jeff, anything you're like, yeah, I didn't like that and bounced off?
I wouldn't say that, but one that got some like really good reviews and then like got me kind of excited and like ultimately at the end of it, I was just like, hey, it was okay. It was Adam Fall.
Okay.
And then again, it's like, I didn't think it was bad. It's just, I didn't think it was nearly as good as like, you know, maybe like a 7. And then another one that there's absolutely nothing wrong with it. It's just, I've played too many of these, was Monster Hunter. It's just like, yeah, it's great. It's Monster Hunter. I played this, you know, like it didn't, it's new here. Like
it's a better, maybe a better playing version than previously, but still Monster Hunter.
It's Monster Hunter. Like it's more Monster Hunter. It was totally fine. I didn't sink like the amount of time into it that I've done it in the past. And when I got to when it like finally gets good, I like bounced off for whatever else was, you know, like the game gets good after you beat it. Like you're just going to help people out and shit. But like, you know, something came out and I'm never going back to it.
Oh, that's a shame. They're adding cool monsters now too.
Yeah. I do like that they do that with those games, that they keep adding the monsters and shit, but it's long gone. I'll never see it again.
Bye, Monster. I have it on my wish list, so maybe it'll hit a sale by the fall. I'll be able to play it then. All right. Well, that is kind of like the Switch retrospective, Switch 2 kind of like recap of what's going on there and 2025.
By the end of the day, I'm sure we'll be seeing a different story. Donkey Kong, Mario Party gets the update, which I'm very curious about, because it's also one of those things where, like, I mean, Mario Kart uses it, but the camera doesn't really do anything yet.
Mm-hmm.
I think it uses the mouse too, because nothing uses the mouse yet. So I think that's the other reason it's kind of oh for me is like, you have all these gimmicks and you're not doing anything with them for once. Usually you have something to show. I guess you had Welcome Tour.
Yeah, but even like the stuff in Welcome Tour isn't.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, it's not Wario. What was the Wario game on Wii?
Game and Wario?
I don't know. It was the first one where like it was the WarioWare game. On the Wii.
Oh, WarioWare Smooth Moves.
Yeah, so like that kind of
how
like.
Do you remember that?
Because I actually do enjoy. I've said it before. I'm a huge motion control person. I will always stand by that. And again, this like the Wii specifically came out my senior year of college. So I just remember having a bunch of my friends in like the dorm room doing this stupid like you. It's like the dance you have to like hit your like hit the control in your ass and stuff like that.
Yeah, like so between that and you know Wii Sports, it was like, you know, there was stuff showcasing what the Wii could do.
Yeah.
Nintendo Land showcased what the Wii U could do.
God, I love that game, and I wish that they would have like made that into a series, dude. That's how much I love Nintendo Land.
It was good. It was a lot of fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
I still want it back. I mean, I think you can still do asymmetrical. You know, like, probably online. I guess you can't. It's that, and what's the other one that I wish they would do more with? Oh, Pac-Man Versus. I guess Namco has done stuff like that, but Pac-Man Versus on the GameCube, like one of the terrible setups, you need a Game Boy Advance Connect cable, and then, but like the fact that you had like one person like the Game Boy being Pac-Man and the like four ghosts, I'm like, why was that not on the Wii U? That was the perfect system to replicate that. And I know the Mario
Kart
is really similar to that, but.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Welcome Tour is not that, though. It's just not.
It doesn't even like it's everywhere. What is it? 1-2 Switch?
Yeah. It's not that either. No. Like that is a game, maybe not a good game, but it is a game that kind of showcases what the Switch can do. Welcome Tour is demo station thing. Like I could see somebody putting that on, like, you know, a Best Buy kiosk or something. I don't even know if they still have those. But like, you know, something like that, where it's like, here, like, try out and see what, you know, is new with the Switch 2, and this is why you should buy it. That's what Welcome Tour is.
Yeah, it's so weird. I'm not going to argue, you know, business is business. It's still so weird that they chose not to just include that. Or if you don't include it, charge $10, but say it's part of, like, NSO, then you get the benefit of, like, oh, NSO gives you this for free. And people, if they don't have it, can still pay you.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that would have been a better move. And games are coming out. Tony Hawk is like shortly, half hour away. Might be out actually.
Then
Donkey Kong.
And the year's over. That's it.
Ghost of Yo-Kai, Pokemon Legends.
Yeah, see?
Yada World 2.
I'm excited for that Pokemon Legends game.
I am excited because I'm a simp for Hyrule Warriors Age of Imprisonment. I specifically enjoyed it Zelda once. I don't think I've expanded beyond that franchise. But I mean, I played the Fire Emblem ones, and I think I played a Dynasty Warrior. But it's just something about knowing the characters.
Is that there's a new one?
Yeah, they announced
it. Oh,
yeah.
I'm not picking up on it. That like I thought maybe it was like a re-release or yeah.
No, it's
maybe
because it's tied into Tears of the Kingdom now instead of Breath of the Wild.
Yeah,
not looking forward to that because I thought that Age of Calamity was worse off than Hyrule Warriors because like Hyrule Warriors got to pull from all parts of Zelda lore.
Yeah. Agreed.
Is it also in the Tears of the Kingdom, Breath of the Wild kind of art style or?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it looks like it focuses on Zelda because Link is supposed to be missing during this time, so we'll see.
Okay.
Those games are kind of fun though. Like I was surprised because I had never played Dynasty Warriors, and I was expected to be just like garbage, but they're pretty fun.
I don't know. I'm excited for that Pac-Man game.
Yeah, I'm down for that. Yeah.
Can't
is that this month too?
Yeah, I think it's the last day of
God. Bad timing. Like,
July and August are they're packed, man. Like there's a lot of games.
There's no big game I'm looking forward to after Donkey Kong, except for what Nintendo has up their sleeve, which I know you guys think I'm wrong. They have another.
I mean, it's Metroid, right?
No, they have another game. If that comes out this year, I guess I am excited for that too.
I think it's gonna come out this year.
It's a Nintendo year for me, but I just feel like there's something else.
I mean, they have a pretty what it is, Pokemon, Metroid.
I know you guys think it's filled out. Everyone thinks it's filled out.
I do think there might be enough. I think Metroid is gonna be more September. But we'll see. I don't think you pick that as the holiday title, but maybe you do. And then Kirby Air Riders, I think, is still supposed to be this year. So the reason I don't think you put Metroid as your holiday title is because it's a cross-gen title.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
They got a pretty good lineup. They got the best lineup. They always have the best lineup of anybody, but I just feel like there's something. Like, I don't feel like we know the full, you know, output from them for the rest of the year.
I mean, I hope you're right. I hope there's, like, something that, like, we're all like, wow, that looks awesome.
Yeah. And I think you need some remake here. It's there. Like, I think there might be more than people expect. But
I do think we'll see more remakes because, again, I think that because what last month was the two Zelda games. This month is Mario Party. Next month is Kirby. I do think they'll try to like remakes or like the upgrade the Switch 2 editions. I feel like they might try to do something again and like, you know, like push that out so you have one new game and then like one upgrade, so you have some type of momentum. But we'll see. And again, the other thing I'm very curious about, and who knows, maybe it's horse meat. But you know, we've been hearing about it for years and years that Microsoft is going to support them. I want to see like if Gears or Halo or Sea of Thieves or Hi-Fi Rush or something ends up on the Switch 2 this year. I don't think they can do Hi-Fi Rush anymore, but you know what I mean.
Right. I'd love to see Gears, like the whatever Reloaded or whatever it is, hit Switch 2. That'd be awesome.
It would just be so weird to see those games. I think it would be up there when like Sonic first came to the GameCube. I mean, I think it's weirder when Sonic came to Smash Brothers, but
yeah. Jeff, Shadow Labyrinth is actually the same day as Donkey Kong.
Terrible timing.
Not great. I will be getting it though, so. Ninja Gaiden Ragebound is July 31st.
Oh shit! So. Oh wow! Yeah. What a month, dude. I have blinders on, I guess, because I'm just like all about Donkey Kong. I know it's gonna be great. Also, you know what else is cool? Chris is excited about a Donkey Kong game.
Yeah, because I do not like those. I don't like the Donkey Kong Country game, so.
It will be 2D sections that feel like that, but
sure.
You know, it's the Mario Odyssey team. It's going to be fucking phenomenal.
And then it's for me, like a lot of these games that I'm looking forward to, Shadow Labyrinth, Ninja Gaiden, Ragebound, Shinobi's at the end of August. Like there's like a lot of like 2D type games that are coming out later, like this month, next month, and into October. So I am full. I have lots of stuff to look forward to. So add in like big games like Donkey Kong, and
yeah,
I think we're doing pretty good.
I just thought I had a clear slate to just enjoy that game and like, you know, mess around with Dragon Quest, and I'm like, oh fuck. You're just reminding me about like, oh yeah, I want to play that Pac-Man game. Oh yeah, I definitely want to play Ninja Gaiden. Fuck.
Yep.
Some of them I need to enjoy these games. I need to breathe them in, you know?
Yeah. I mean, you know, if I'm not done Pac-Man by the time Ninja Gaiden comes out, I'll probably just wait like until I am. And then same with that. Like if I'm not done with Ninja Gaiden by the time Shinobi comes out, I'll just have to give it a little bit of time. Lots of stuff here though. I want to be playing Donkey Kong. I want to, what is Sonic, the Sonic Kart Racer is like September or something like that. Like, so much stuff to play.
And I think everybody's golf or whatever, Hot Shots, is September too.
Oh, yep.
Which I will be getting on my Switch too.
Yeah, that's a fun golf game.
Yeah, I've never played one. I don't know how, because I've owned PlayStation systems. I've just never played it. But I like golf, so I'm pretty confident I will enjoy it.
Okay. Well, we will not be here next week, because I will be in the mountains. But we will be back in two with Donkey Kong and Tony Hawk and maybe some Mario Strikers and Lara Croft Tomb Raider.
Yeah.
Our video game movie.
I'm excited to revisit that one on like the last one.
Yeah. I don't think I've seen Lara Croft Tomb Raider since it came out, so kind of excited to revisit that one. I remember it being fun.
And also we can talk about the stupid name.
Oh, one other thing before we leave. Speaking of video game movies, Street Fighter.
Oh my gosh, did we have we not talked about the cast?
I don't think we have. And I'm trying to find Movie Cast 2025.
While you find that, I will just point out that Lara Croft Tomb Raider is free on YouTube right this month. So,
okay.
Yeah, it's just, that's an option to watch it.
All right. So there's a new Street Fighter movie coming. We just watched Street Fighter. A couple months ago. It is a star-studded cast, according to Rolling Stone. Andrew Koji as Ryu, Roman Reigns as Akuma.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody's gonna know Chun-Li, Kalina Liang. I don't know her. Jason Momoa though as Blanca.
Okay, that's not even those are not the insane ones yet.
yep. Orville Peck as Vega. I don't know who Orville Peck is. He looks like a country singer one, dude.
Right? Yeah, he's a country singer who has like the face mask, which I guess is
part yes, of what. he's wearing a mask. It's very weird. Noah Centineo as Ken Masters, 50 Cent as Balrog.
Yep. I can kind of see it, but I don't think I've ever seen 50 act in anything.
Oh, he's not bad. He's he's been in a few things that I've seen. He's decent. Wasn't he in he was in Den of Thieves?
I've not seen Den. Every time I try to start that, I just get bored. Okay, so he's been in stuff. So
yeah. Was he in the original Escape Plan with Arnold and?
He's in the sequels too.
Yeah. And he's evidently in the Expendables 4, which I haven't seen. That was all Rolling Stone had, but yeah, I thought that would be neat.
Okay, I don't think this is announced. I think the rumor has been Cody Rhodes for Gal.
Okay.
And this hat, I did not know how to pronounce his name. David Dosh-Mulchi as M. Bison. Where would you know him from? If you've seen the Ant-Man movies, he's one of the friends. If you've seen the Suicide Squad, he's Polka Dot Man. Very like nervous-looking dude. What else is he
in? So Jeff would know him from Late Night with the Devil.
Yes, he's the devil, right?
He's the talk show host, yeah.
He's the devil.
I mean...
He's in, I don't know if any of you watch Murderbot. That's a really good show.
He's in like a million gajillion things.
Yes, but I it's one of those people, like, I think people know him by appearance, but maybe not by name.
Yeah.
But yes, he's an interesting choice for Bison. I think partially because I think of him as more slender. I mean, I think of the actor Bison, I think of a big bulk. And again, I think Street Fighter 5 and 6 kind of ruined the impressions in my head as well, because everybody's just like jacked up on that Capcom steroids.
Yeah.
So yes.
Can Cody Rhodes act?
I mean, he's a professional wrestler. Acting well is a different question. So, you know.
It's like, I don't think Roman Reigns can act, but I think he'd probably fine for Akuma.
Yeah, I don't think either of them have really been in anything. So, but yes, I think Roman has like the big intensity to him.
Yeah, like he can stare real good. Like, Roman Reigns is really good at like looking intense and staring like a hole through you. I think this is for 2026, I believe, is when it's
supposed to happen.
It was originally set for release on March 20th, 2026. The film was removed from the release schedule and delayed indefinitely in March 2025, but it's picking up again. Now we're getting cast. Yeah. So I'm excited to see how stupid that movie is.
Probably quite stupid.
Yeah. Very. I just don't. I mean, we watched that Street Fighter movie. That was not a good rendition of Street Fighter. I just don't know what you do with Street Fighter. Like,
don't do it. Make it video games.
But I guess, yeah, that's the problem. I mean, it's because it's not even like Mortal Kombat where it's a tournament.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I did hear somebody say that they really should just, like, you know, you put all these characters in, but just remake Bloodsport, but with, like, Street Fighter characters. Like, at least it gives them a reason to be fighting each other.
Hmm.
You
know. Three fights next time, too.
Yeah. Yeah, so... Anyway, that I remembered that. I wanted to make sure we touched on that as we've been going through our video game movies, and some of them are absurd. So, but we'll be back in 2 weeks with Lara Croft Tomb Raider and some good games. Hopefully, yeah. Good game.
It will be on that.
Definitely.
It will be on like Donkey Kong. That is right, Earl. Jeff, say good night.
Good night.